Today we're building a sub-pressure rewind moment system in Ableton Live 12, and if that phrase already sounds like it belongs on a cracked pirate radio broadcast at 2 a.m. good, that's exactly the energy we want. This lesson is all about old-school jungle and D&B attitude, not complicated sound design, not huge technical wizardry, just a clever arrangement move that makes your drop feel like it actually matters. The rewind moment is that classic hold up, run that back feeling. It's the sound of the MC shouting, the crowd reacting, and the tune snapping back in with extra weight. And for beginner producers, this is huge, because a rewind moment is one of the easiest ways to make your track feel alive, rude, and TJ-friendly. You're not just looping drums and bass, you're creating a moment. So let's keep this simple, effective, and very much inside Ableton's stock tools. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic jungle and D&B speed, and it gives us the right kind of urgency. Then create three tracks, drums, bass, and FX or atmosphere. On the drums, start with a basic break or a simple programmed pattern. If you've got an amen style loop, that's perfect, but don't overcomplicate it. We want kick and snare energy, a bit of break texture, and enough space for the bass to speak. The rewind works better when the groove has room around it. On the bass track, keep things very simple. This is really important. A rewind moment hits harder when the bass line is clear and predictable before the interruption. Think root notes, short phrases, and space. A nice beginner shape could be a note on beat 1, then a little response later in the phrase, then a hold, then a short answer. That call and response feeling is classic D&B language. It sets up the rewind like it's part of the music, not just a random effect. Now build the sub properly. Load operator on the bass track and choose a sine wave. Keep it mono, and keep it clean. For your amp envelope, use a fast attack, a solid sustain, and a short release so the notes stay controlled. The sub is not the star, it's the foundation. It needs to feel weighty, not flashy. If you want a little more translation on smaller speakers, add saturator after operator and keep it gentle. Just a touch of drive and soft clip can help the sub speak without turning it into distortion soup. If it gets muddy, use EQ8 and make a small cut in the low mid area, but don't carve away the body. The whole point is to preserve that low end pressure. Now comes the fun part, the rewind moment itself. We want this to happen at the end of a phrase, usually at the end of an 8-bar section or right before the drop comes back. That's where the listener expects something to change. That expectation is your power. The easiest beginner version is a clean stop. At the end of the section, cut the bass for a very short moment, maybe a quarter bar or even less, and let the drums or an FX hit carry the transition. You can add a reverse crash, a reversed break hit, or a short vocal stab if you want that pirate radio flavor. But keep it focused. One obvious gesture is stronger than five competing ones. If you want to shape the rewind with Ableton stock effects, create an FX track and use auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. A really nice move is to automate a low-pass filter down into the rewind, so the sound feels like it's being pulled backward. Then add a little echo smear and a touch of reverb tail. Not too much, just enough to make the moment feel like it's folding in on itself. This is where the pirate radio vibe really comes alive. You're not just making a sound effect, you're creating tension and release. In fast music like D&B, even a tiny silence can feel massive. That's the magic. Now let's shape the drums so the rewind feels authentic. If you're using a break, add a little fill before the cut. Maybe a snare roll, a kick pickup, or some ghost notes in the final half bar. That tiny bit of anticipation makes the rewind feel earned. If the drums are too static, the moment won't land. The listener needs to feel the section winding up before it gets pulled back. You can also group the drums and use glue compressor lightly, just enough to keep the kit together. Don't crush it. The rewind needs contrast. And if your drums are already flattened, the drop back won't feel special. Now, automate the bass drop out and return. This is the real sub-pressure trick. In the last part of the phrase, automate the bass down to silence for a short gap. Then bring it back exactly on the next downbeat. That return should feel intentional and physical, like the tune reloaded itself. If the return feels weak, don't immediately blame the effect. Usually the problem is that the section before it was too busy. The rewind only works if there's a real contrast between full groove and brief removal. So be brave. Pull things back more than you think you need to. A really useful idea is to keep the bass notes consistent before the cut. When the phrase is clean and predictable, the interruption hits harder. Then, on the return, you can make one small change. Maybe the first bass note is a little stronger, or maybe the last note changes slightly. That tiny variation makes the comeback feel like a new chapter, not just the loop repeating. For even more old-school jungle flavor, try a two-stage return. First, let the drums come back, then let the sub land a fraction later. That tiny delay can make the low end feel even heavier when it finally arrives. It's a subtle trick, but it works beautifully. You can also add a mid-bass layer above the sub for the return only. Keep the sub plain and centered, and let the mid layer provide a bit of bite or movement that gives the rewind moment more attitude without messing up the low-end foundation. Another thing to check is stereo width. Keep the sub mono. Use utility if you need to narrow the effects. In D&B, especially with a heavy rewind, stereo clutter in the low end can make everything fall apart. The sub should stay dry, focused, and straight down the middle. A simple arrangement idea is this: full groove for a few bars, then a short rewind zone where the bass drops out, the drums tease, maybe a vocal shout or reverse hit happens, and then the drop snaps back in. That's the kind of DJ-friendly structure that gives the listener a clear sense of movement. It feels like a set moment, not just a loop. And remember, the rewind moment is not supposed to be long. In D&B, tiny gaps feel huge because the tempo is so fast. So if you're unsure, make it shorter. A quarter bar is often enough. A little silence can create a lot of drama. Here's a good beginner exercise. Build a single 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Make a basic drum groove, write a simple 2-bar sub-bass line with operator, duplicate it across the section, then cut the bass for a quarter bar at the end. Add one reverse crash or reversed break hit, automate a filter sweep on the FX track, and bring the bass back on the next downbeat with a cleaner, stronger first note. Then listen once in headphones and once at lower volume. Ask yourself, does the return feel more exciting than the loop? If it doesn't, the fix is usually simple. Shorten the rewind. Clean up the bass return. Remove a few elements before the cut. Make the contrast clearer. So to recap, a rewind moment is a composition tool that gives your D&B section tension, attitude, and pirate radio energy. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use a short silence, reverse FX, or a drum pullback to create the rewind. Make the return feel stronger because of the space that came before it. And use Ableton stock tools to do the job without overthinking it. The big lesson here is this: sub pressure is not just low end, it's arrangement drama. That's the secret. And when you get that feeling right, even a simple beginner loop can hit like a proper old-school jungle reload.